Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth when nobody else will. Look, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be brutally honest, get right to the point. God bless America. It's the Steve Greer Show. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Michigan is going to become the first in America to implement kinship care rules for relatives taking on loved ones. Number two, Congressman Tim Walberg still dealing with some misguided comments about how to deal with Gaza. And number three, Donald Trump, on the eve of coming to Michigan, as we heard, he was with me yesterday live. If you missed on the program, you can go back to stevegruber.com, hear the entire 19-minute interview with the former president, covering a number of topics, but focusing mostly on the border and EVs and the economy. That's where the majority of the conversation was spent. But former President Donald Trump, who built much of his presidency on building a wall and trying to protect this country from illegal aliens, says, we want people to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. Right? They have to come in legally. He's responding, of course, to the death of Ruby Garcia as well, the 25-year-old Grand Rapids woman, brutally murdered and dumped along U.S. 131 in the city of Grand Rapids here a couple of weeks ago. Her boyfriend, an illegal alien from Mexico who had been deported under Donald Trump in September of 2020, only to return as a gotaway because he was never encountered at the border. He came through as a gotaway, came back to Michigan, and murdered Ruby Garcia. 25-year-old woman, and her body was dumped along U.S. 131. He's now in custody as the suspect, whose name I don't care about, because he's apparently an illegal alien and a domestic violence killer. Now, Democrats like Alyssa Slotkin, I want to play this for you. It's bite number three. Alyssa Slotkin only wants to focus on the fact that it was domestic violence. She wants to skip the fact that he's here illegally, and but for the open border, it would not have happened. But for that open border, I like that. I'm going to be using that question. But for this, not this. But for that open border, we would not have had the issue with a man killing this woman in the city of Grand Rapids. Bite number three, listen to this.
President Trump is coming here next week. And, you know, we are dealing with, on the west side of the state, the murder of a young woman named Ruby Garcia, a domestic violence homicide. It's a terrible, horrible, gruesome death on top of a number of domestic violence incidents we've been having in that area. But the president, the former president, is coming to sort of make this a political event for himself. And, you know, I think the thing that no one is missing is that for all the talk that the former president and his allies have about the border and all we need to do to secure the border, they will not let us vote on a bipartisan package that the Republicans presented a couple of weeks ago.
That's a garbage bill.
And I think that's the thing that is just so gruesome about this, is that you have a terrible murder of a young woman. Then you have the former president coming in and saying, you know, we it's all about the border and border security, but he won't let us actually deal with the border. So that's what's frustrating to a lot of us. And him and his allies, including people I'm running against, are using it as a political issue, not that they care for this particular woman.
Yeah, here's the fact. None of that's true. Donald Trump has no control over what Congress does or does not do. Nice thought, Alyssa Slotkin, but that's simply BS. And the fact of the matter is that so-called border bill would have normalized 5,000 illegals a day. There's nothing normal about 5,000 illegals a day, 35,000 a week, 140,000 a month, 1.5 million a year. There's nothing normal about that at all and should not be accepted. It was not accepted by common sense people who say, no, the border should be regulated clearly, cleanly, and taken care of. And people that come into this country should be stopped, talked to, asked why they're here, how long they're staying, what's going on. It happens in every country I go to. They look at your passport. What are you doing here? What are your plans? Where are you staying while you're in the country? Who are you staying with? What are your intentions? Are you here to work or are you here on vacation? These are normal questions that are asked of everyone crossing a border, except ours. Because the questions that we ask our people coming across apparently is, where do you want a plane ticket? Where do you want a plane ticket to? Would you like to walk there? take a bus or fly. We got plane tickets. How do you want to get there? Oh, and by the way, don't need any identification to get on the plane. Me? I can't get on a plane without identification. I'm an American citizen. I've paid taxes my entire life. I've been here my entire life. I can't just walk on an airplane, but if I'm an illegal from Guatemala or Colombia or China or East Africa, I can walk on any plane I want with just a little piece of paper saying, oh, I'm here because the United States government under Joe Biden says I can be here, so therefore I don't need to answer any of your questions. In fact, all of those people that ran through the border fencing in El Paso here a few days ago, overran the border guards, injuring some of them, all released now. Because we have this ridiculous rule that if they can't be processed in 48 hours, they're just turned loose. Who would put such a ridiculous rule forward? Who would make this the law of the land? Nobody that's thinking, unless they're thinking about power. Because right now, make no mistake, the Democrats, the progressives, whatever you'd like to refer to them as long as you refer to them cleanly here on a family program, they want those votes, and they're trying to find a path to citizenship, which means amnesty. We just want a path to citizenship. You know, they have human dignity, and they just want jobs, and they're contributing, and they're doing this, they're doing that. Nonsense! They want votes. It's about one party rule forever, so we can be just like California, because that's what everybody wants, to be just like California or New York or Illinois. I don't want to be anything like those states. I actually want law and order. I actually want to support police officers, treat them with respect, pay them a wage that is reasonable for the services they provide. And when we ask them to do the job, I don't want to second guess everything they do every step of the way. They make tough decisions and in tough conditions. They should be respected for that, not torn down and insulted and denigrated. That should not be what happens. No, it's not. We want them to have the support of the communities, local, county, state, federal. We want the support. So that's where we are. It's the border. The border, and then it's Bidenomics, right? Then it's Bidenomics. Meanwhile, Congressman Tim Walberg, by the way, real quickly on his comments, saying he'd like the war between Israel and Hamas to be over quickly. Like Nagasaki and Hiroshima, get it over quick. I think what he's saying is just get it over quick. He used a terrible comparison, a terrible analogy. Has been taken on by Rashida Tlaib, saying it's terrible that he would make such comments, but here we are, calling for the genocide of Palestinians with nuclear weapons. I don't think that was his intention, but he sure was a poor choice of words, I'll tell you that. He's made comments to say that's not what he meant, and, well, it's still not going away. What a mess that turned out to be. Coming up, Mason DePalma will be here, Deputy Communications Director of the Republican State Leadership Committee. Enough is enough, he says, with Ruby Garcia. We'll talk about that coming up right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere. Chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects like solar.
Right. That's what we're doing.
Yep. We're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakia.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Pure Michigan Water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.